Elegy for the Living by Dornish Viper. Read by
Flower Parish as Cinta.
Inkling Dancer as Vel.
And Jack's Long Coat. A Star Wars Andor fanfic. Tags include Cinta Kaz / Vel Sartha. Grief and Mourning. Hurt Comfort. Colonialism. Vignette. Hopeful Ending. Unresolved Emotional Tension. Trauma. Established Relationship. Summary. After Ferrix, Vel grows quiet, coiled tight and weighed down by something heavy. Cinta tries her best to hold her. After Ferrix, they had to find a place to lie low while they tried to get back in contact with the network. Cinta and Vel settled into a discreet outer rim planet covered in thick, humid forests, speckled with only a few Empire refineries. They found a cheap hotel that didn't ask many questions, in a town that harbored a decent number of off-planet visitors coming in for seasonal work, and a few Maelorun fields that needed pickers for the export-heavy dry months ahead. Cinta donned her new fake identity like a second skin for weeks, settled into a facsimile of comfort as a nobody migrant fruit picker. But she couldn't help noticing the way Vel wound her fingers into tense fists every morning and every night, as though grasping for something in the damp air. Her eyes darkened, and when she managed to sleep, her jaw was clenched tight. She turned away from Cinta at night, and Cinta understood instinctively why her shoulders hunched over whenever she sat, something immense bearing down on them like a lead weight. Cinta felt its crushing pressure on her own ribcage, too, as the days crawled on from dawn to dusk.
"Come with me,"
she told Vel one morning, long before the first rays of dawn began to emerge from the horizon. It was their day off from the fruit fields, but they were both awake because Vel had woken up screaming, and Cinta hadn't gotten more than a few hours of continuous sleep at night for years. Cinta sat up, and Vel looked up at her from their bed, bright eyes tired and saddled with dark streaks underneath them. Her face had become so hollow in the past few weeks, and Cinta was certain that she was not faring much better herself. She felt the weariness in her own bones, too. But she'd felt it for years. So, before Vel even had the chance to reply, Cinta grabbed her hand and pulled her up. The small town around them had not yet begun to wake, and wouldn't do so for several hours still. They hopped on their speeder, a worn-down cheap thing that just barely did the job. And as they headed out of town and into the jungle, the moon seemed to glow just for them. Vel's hands were firm on Cinta's waist, and the wind ran past them in the night. They came to a stop near a clearing, and as she hopped off the speeder, Cinta took a moment to admire the way the moonlight reflected off of Vel's hair as it fluttered with the gentle breeze.
"Where are we going?"
Vel asked, following a step behind Cinta. The sound of running water echoed in the leaves, inching ever closer as they stepped forward between the trees, accompanied by a solemn choir of chittering bugs. As the river finally came into view, Cinta turned back to Vel.
"To the river,"
she said.
"The stretch here is far away enough from the town, but still uphill from the refinery, so it's not contaminated or drying out yet."
Vel looked at her like she hadn't answered the question, so Cinta's lips curled up into a small smile, and she beckoned her with a nod in the direction of the water.
"Just trust me,"
Cinta said, taking off her boots and slowly stripping her clothing. The humidity clung to her skin, and the damp dirt found its way between her toes. It felt so familiar and soothing that Cinta instantly relaxed, even as a glowing insect settled on her shoulder. Vel was hesitant to follow suit, but after a few moments seemed to decide on trust. She nodded, then took off her tunic, pants, and shoes, until both of them stood bare under the gentle gaze of the three sister moons in the sky. With a deep breath, Cinta turned back to the river and stepped forward. She heard the soft sounds of Vel's footsteps on the soil behind her, then stepped into the water. Cinta's skin prickled at the contact with the cool river. She pressed on until the water reached her hips. Then she knelt down and submerged her whole body. 1, 10, 30 seconds. She held her breath, feeling the river moving all around her, It felt like a living thing, pushing, pulling, swaying. When she came back up for air, Vel stood directly behind her, confusion written plainly on her face.
Did you bring me here for a swim?
Vel's jaw was set so tight again, arms wrapped around her chest, and her eyes were squinting in an effort to see in the darkness. She looked like a hand grenade, about to pull her own pin. Cinta allowed herself another smile, then reached for Vel's hand, gently prying it from her shoulder.
No, we didn't come here for a swim. I wanted to show you something.
Cinta waded back to the edge of the river and reached up to a shrub, pulling out 8 flowers in a deep violet color that seemed jet black in the dark. At this hour, as the moons began their descent into the horizon and the sun had not yet begun to rise, their petals were shut tight around their center, and their aroma was bitter, but none of that mattered. Cinta clutched them tight in her hands and breathed in deeply, before exhaling and turning back to face Vel. She waded closer, but did not reach for her. Cinta looked up at the moons as she spoke.
We did this at home, when the Empire first came. Before, even, when the Merchants Guild first came for the minerals. And they probably still do it, but I wouldn't know anymore. We couldn't carry the weight of all our grief, so...
Her words felt like she was bleeding, but her voice did not shake or hesitate.
We let the river do it. It helped us. To bear it together and in the water. Even when they cut down the trees and set up a mine, and the river turned acidic and hot, we still put our dead and disappeared into the water. That way we knew they would always be with us, everywhere we went.
Cinta did not look at Vel as she spoke. The flowers felt like they were cutting into her very skin. She glanced down at them for a moment and took in the sounds of the water flowing and roaring into the night, crashing into jagged rocks and carrying an abundance of life into the waiting arms of the refinery downstream, where very little of it would survive. Cinta took a few more breaths, and when she finally looked back at Vel, she noticed the wetness gleaming around her eyes, but still she did not reach for her. Instead, she turned to look downriver and brought one of the flowers to her lips.
When I say a name, you say present.
She did not look at Vel again or pause after her instruction. Cinta simply placed one of the flowers down on the water. As it began to float away, she spoke a name.
Mantu Kaz.
In unison, they both said,
present.
Cinta waited for the flower to drift away, before setting down the next one.
Arya Kaz.
Present.
The river carried the dead away again. Cinta's fingers were steady, setting the third flower down.
Ilmaru Kaz.
Present.
Their voices had grown louder, and the insects seemed to join them with their chittering. Cinta breathed for a few moments as she watched the flower disappear in the stream. After some time, she finally turned back to face Vel, whose tears were streaming slowly down her face, splashing on her bare chest and down into the dark water. Slowly, Cinta waded in the cool river to stand next to her. Vel looked at her with an uncertain expression, then down at the flowers in her hand.
Can I?
Yes,
Cinta said, extending her hands out with the 4 remaining flowers as an offering. Vel visibly steeled herself before reaching out and taking them in her pale, shaking hands. She looked up at the 3 moons fading into the horizon as the first few streaks of dawn began to emerge, then down to the dark river water.
Arvel Skeen,
she said.
Present.
The flower drifted.
Suli Gorn. Present.
The river sang.
Terramin Barcona.
Present.
Their voices echoed along the trees.
Karis Nemec. Present.
And the insects skittered in the night. Vel sunk to her knees as a sob escaped her mouth like the desperate gasps of a drowning man. Cinta lowered herself next to her, wrapping an arm around her right shoulder. As soon as Cinta's hand touched Vel's skin, Vel curled herself into Cinta like a reflex.
There's so many of them, Cinta. We're fighting on a mass grave.
Fel's tears mixed with the water of the river. Cinta forced herself to relax her shoulders and wrapped her arms in what she hoped was a comforting hold around Vel.
That's why we have to win. That's why we have to do whatever it takes. For all of them.
She whispered, something between a prayer and a simple statement of fact. All around them, the sun began to illuminate the darkness. It was dawn, and a symphony of animals began to rise all around them. On the ledge of the river, a small mammal with white speckled black fur dipped its mouth to drink from the water. Vel nodded.
Whatever it takes.
Something seized and clenched around Cinta's heart. Whatever it takes. She hoped it meant the same thing to both of them. The end. Written work posted February 2024. Audio recorded May 2025. Thanks for listening.